Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening and God bless you all. Welcome to the Gospel Truth Broadcast with Evangelist Maybelle Edmond. Remember, you can tune in every Tuesday and Sunday evening at 7 o'clock p.m. The dial-in number is 945-218-0218. The access code is 584-7681. And we are so excited that you chose to spend this portion of your Sunday evening with us. And we're looking forward to having a great time in the Lord. So if you haven't done it already, go ahead. Grab your Bible, pen, and your paper. Tell a friend, tell a neighbor, tell somebody that the Gospel Truth Broadcast is about to start. So go ahead, get ready to magnify the Lord right along with us as we ask Evangelist Sheila Hameen to lead us in our opening prayer. God bless you, Evangelist Hameen.
Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we come before you. We humble ourselves, O God, and we ask for mercy. Lord, while we're praying this prayer, please search our hearts. Anything you're not pleased with, Lord, be merciful and forgive us, O God. Take it away from us in the name of Jesus. Lord, we ask you to visit us during this broadcast. We ask, God, that you will send your anointing. Let your anointing come upon us, O God, and help us to do your will. Lord, while we're on the air, let the word go out and reach somebody's heart. Let somebody's soul be touched in the name of Jesus. We pray, God, that you will save a dying soul. And whoever is listening on this line, Lord God, we ask that you will bless them tonight in a special way, my God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, my Lord, stretch forth your mighty hand. Touch, Lord, heal, make whole, deliver, work wonders, oh, God. Open doors that are shut. Oh, blessed Savior, move in our behalf, Lord Jesus. Oh, my God, we're depending on you tonight, and we're asking for your help, my Lord. For without you, we can do nothing. We are depending on you, O Lord Jesus. And we pray, Lord, that you will look on those on the prayer list. Look on them one by one and name by name. In the name of Jesus, oh, my God, touch, heal, work it out, my God. Go into the prisons, Lord Jesus. Go into the streets, my Lord, and on the street corners. Those who are strung out, Lord, have mercy today. Oh, Lord, touch their minds, touch their hearts, oh, God. Deliver them from the habits that they cannot break. In the name of Jesus, we know you're able, Lord God, and go into the homes that are broken up, Lord Jesus. You're able to put the families back together. Oh, Lord God, even though they be scattered abroad, gather them back together, Lord. Lord, bless the children. Look on them today, Lord God. Touch, protect them, Lord Jesus. Oh, God, preserve their minds. Preserve them, oh, God, for your own use. Lord, be merciful, Lord God. We know you're able, Lord Jesus. And we ask you to look on those on the prayer list, one by one and name by name. Lord, bless them with the blessing that they stand in need of. We ask you, Lord Jesus, that you will please remember those on the prayer list, name by name, oh God, one by one. Lord, you know every name that is written, even all the way around the world. Lord, please remember them in a special way, my God, and everyone that's connected to the individuals on the prayer list. Let a blessing come upon them, Lord Jesus, and those who don't know you, Lord God, save them to the utmost, my God. Work on them right now in the name of Jesus. Oh, Lord, be merciful and have your way. And let your holy will be done. Lord, encourage your people everywhere. Lift heavy burdens, Lord Jesus. Strengthen your people, Lord, and help us to go through. Remember our leaders, Lord. Bless them. Teach them, oh God. Give them wisdom and knowledge and understanding concerning your will and how to lead your people. In the name of Jesus, We believe you, Lord God, and we are taking you at your word. We ask you, Lord, to bless this ministry. Oh, my God, let it continue to grow and prosper. Lord God, let it reach many souls far and near. We believe it right now, and we count it as done. And, Lord, we thank you. Thank you for hearing our prayer and for coming to our aid, Lord. We thank you. Oh, God, for upholding us, Lord Jesus. We thank you for walking by our side day and night, Lord. Hallelujah. We thank you for your protection, Lord Jesus. We thank you, oh, God, for the outpouring of your spirit upon us, Lord. We thank you, oh, blessed Savior, for the things that you have in store for us, oh, God, the blessings that are yet to come. We thank you in advance, and we praise your holy name. Oh, Lord God, we believe, and we embrace the blessing. We believe, oh, God, we embrace the healing. We embrace all of the salvation, Lord, even to the souls that don't know you, Lord. Be merciful and saved. We believe, oh, God, right now as we pray this prayer. And now, Lord, we ask that you accept our prayer. We ask it in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord Jesus.
We thank the Lord for the opening prayer coming through Pastor Sheila Hameen. And at this time, I will be reading the opening scripture, and I will be reading the 54th number of Psalm 33:7. Save me, O God, by thy name, and judge me by thy strength. Hear my prayer, O God. Give ear to the words of my mouth. For strangers are risen up against me, and the oppressors seek after my soul. They have not set God before them. Selah. Behold, God is my helper. The Lord is with them that uphold my soul. He shall reward evil unto my enemies. Cut them off in thy truth. I will freely sacrifice unto thee. I will praise thy name, O Lord, for it is good. For he has delivered me out of all trouble, and my eyes have seen his desire upon my enemies. Thank the Lord for the reading of the 54th number of Psalm, verses 1 through 7. May God bless the reading of his word.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank God for the beautiful prayer coming to Evangelist Hameen and the beautiful scripture being read by Sister Cheryl. And at this time, we're going to turn the broadcast over into the hands of Evangelist Maybell.
Praise the Lord. Thank the Lord for every one of you that have tuned in to the broadcast on tonight. We thank you for giving us the opportunity to minister to you on tonight. Now, tonight, we're going to go back. We're going to go to Baltimore, Maryland, and we're going to have Dr. Sheila Hameen bring forth the word of God. And the title and the topic of the message is God's Grace. And this message was preached back some years ago. But the word of God is always true. No matter when it is preached, as long as you preach the word of God is going to stand when everything else go down. Now, before we bring her forth, this is what we're going to do. We're going to give you a few announcements.
I told you.
Praise the Lord. You can tune in to the Gospel Truth broadcast on Tuesday nights, 7 p.m., Sunday night at 7 p.m. And on Tuesday night, we have the oldies but goodies in the gospel. So you can tune in and hear some of those old messages that God gave under the anointing by the Spirit of God. We'll be here again on Tuesday night, Lord willing. But tonight, we're going to have our Dr. Sheila Hameen bring the word of God. Praise the Lord. Now, the next voice you will hear will be that of Pastor Sheila Hameen, Baltimore, Maryland, holy temple. Bear with us. God bless you.
Wait!
touch them right now, Lord. Grant the petitions that they desire of you. Somebody want to be healed, and we know that you have healing in your wings, oh, Lord. We pray that you touch, oh, Lord, bless, save, oh, Lord. Somebody that don't know you in the pardon of their sins, touch them right now, oh, Lord. Help them to repent of their sins and give their life to you. Help them to call on the name of the Lord. You said, for whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. We thank you today, oh Lord, because we know that you're able. We know that your word is true, and your word is going to stand. We pray, Lord Jesus, that you deliver them that are bound. Somebody is bound today. We know you're able to free them, oh Lord. Have mercy today. Send your grace, oh Lord. Help us to be able to stand and to go through our tests. Give strength where there's no strength, oh Lord. Those that are weak in the faith, we pray that you give them strength that they may be able to go through. Help them to hold out and endure unto the end. Look on your people everywhere throughout the world. We pray that you touch them right now. Help your people to go through. Help them to endure hardness as a good soldier of Jesus Christ. We pray that you look on those that are in authority. We pray that you lead them, direct their path. Help them to acknowledge you in all their ways, that you may direct their path. We know you're able to take you at your word. We believe you today, and we thank you for the word of God. We thank you for the messenger. We thank you because your grace is sufficient. Help us, oh Lord, to take your word in and live by the word of God as we go through our daily life. Help us, oh Lord. We know you're able. We know you got the power. Take us through, oh Lord. Help us to endure unto the end. Help us to go all the way in the name of Jesus. And those who have a special prayer request, we pray that you will grant it, oh Lord, that you will be merciful unto them, and that you will open up the blinded eyes. Heal, oh Lord, save to the uttermost, deliver. And we thank you today. We thank you once again, oh Lord, for what you're doing for this broadcast, for everyone that is on the broadcast. We pray that you continue to touch, bless, save, heal, and forgive. And we will give our name the praise, the glory, and honor belong unto you. In the name of Jesus, we pray. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen. We praise God for that powerful message, anointed message, coming through Pastor Sheila Hameen out of Baltimore, Maryland, Holy Temple Church. Praise God. At this time, we're going to give way that we might have remarks from our evangelist. And if you're if you want to call in and give remarks or have something to say, you may do so at this time. You can dial in at 945-218-02-1847-681-POUND. And you can have a chance to give remarks. God bless you.
Amen. Praise the Lord. I thank God for the word of God coming through. Evangelist Hameen, God's grace is sufficient. And I heard her talking about how Paul, he acknowledged that his afflictions were necessary. And sometimes if we don't have problems, we might not pray as hard or we might not pray as much. But along with the test and the trials and the afflictions, God's grace is sufficient. It's enough to carry us through. She said it's an honor to be chosen by the Lord. And he's the one that chose us, not we ourselves. So we have no right getting exalted above measure. I just enjoyed this message. When I heard her voice, and I knew instantly that she was significantly younger. But I tell you, I enjoyed it because I remember being a little girl and watching her preach. And I remember sitting there watching, and I would say, that's not my mom that's up there preaching. I didn't know exactly what was happening. But now I know, since the Lord filled me with the Holy Ghost that it wasn't her, but he started speaking to her. But I would sit there and watch her just in awe because I knew that wasn't my mom. And I tell you, this took me back. And I don't know how many years ago this was, but I know it was a while ago. And I thank God for this ministry and for these memories, Evangelist Maybell, that, you know, the Lord has led you to put out there, because the message, the word of God does not change, and it doesn't get old. It's not tired. It's relevant to today. And this was actually the message that Evangelist Diggs preached on Thursday on the on Harrisburg's broadcast, Power Caroline. That's the message that she preached. God's grace is sufficient. So thank God for the witness. I believe it. Amen. Keep on preaching the word of God, Evangelist Hamidi.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Is there anyone else?
Amen.
Praise the
God.
Lord.
Thank God for such a beautiful message that came through, Evangelist Hamidi. I tell you,
Amen.
That was good.
Yes,
amen. God's grace is sufficient. Amen. Paul, he was suffering. He wanted God to remove that thorn from his side. Amen. But the Lord began to let him know, and Paul kept praying to God and asking him to move it. But God began to let him know his grace is sufficient. Even with that thorn in your side, God's grace is sufficient. Amen. He'll take you through it. Amen. Everything is not going to move out of our way. Amen. Some things are just going to be there. Amen.
Yes.
But God, he'll take us through.
Thank you.
Because he said in his word, he promised to put none more upon you than that you are able to bear. Amen. So I just thank God for the word. Thank God, because you could tell she was a little younger then. Amen. She was going for. She was speaking that word. I tell you,
yes,
I enjoyed it tonight, and I want to encourage you, to continue to take the word of God in. Amen. Live by it, and you will be saved. And I want to encourage you, Evangelist Hamidi, too. Amen. To continue to preach the word. The same God, he's the same God, amen. The same God that brought that word through her back then is the same God that's still bringing the word through her today.
Amen.
And I thank God for it.
Yes.
And while I'm speaking, I want to ask the saints to pray a special prayer for my cousin Susie Williams. She was diagnosed with breast cancer, amen, and she let me know that she was diagnosed with breast cancer. And her daughters went in all-night prayer prayed all night. And then they prayed all week. And they went back to the doctor, and the doctor let her know that they caught it early. Mm. Amen. And she doesn't have to go through the chemo, just three
Thank
small
you.
Masks, and that they are able to remove it, and she should be okay. And also, I got a call from Tawana Williams tonight, no relation, asking for prayer. She has been admitted to the Cooper Hospital, but we're asking for prayer for her.
So. Yes. Praise the Lord. Anyone else? Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank God for the Gospel Truth broadcast. Thank God that did take me way back. Seemed like I was in my 20s or something. Praise be to God, but yes, God's grace is sufficient. Amen. And with it, we can do what God has given us to do. Praise the Lord. It may seem like we can't get it done. We can't do the work of the Lord. We need God to move this, and we need God to take that out the way. But just remember, God's grace is sufficient, and that's what's going to carry us through. It's not what we can do on our own strength or how we can do. Nope. It's all God's grace. And I thank God for that message. And I don't know where we were when that message came forth, but I do know I was extremely young. Amen. I could tell. Praise God. But I thank God that he has kept me over the years. And I can keep on preaching. I'm encouraged to keep preaching the word of God. And I ask you to pray for me. God bless. Praise the Lord. Glory to God. Anyone else? Well, we thank for that word again. I tell you, that word was so good. I tell you, I said, I got to put this on tonight. Praise the Lord. I began to call around and tell people if they want to hear the word, to tune in. But I tell you, the word of God is still the same. It doesn't matter how old we are. God's word is still the same. And
that's
I believe
right.
This was about 20, almost 28 years ago that this word was preached. I looked on the tape and I saw that it was saying 1995. I tell you, the Lord is still the same. We may be getting older, but I tell you, the word of God is not old. It's still the
Amen.
Same.
Amen.
Glory to
yes.
God, I tell you. And when you preaching under the anointing, I tell you, and you look back, go back and hear this word, it just, you're right there at that moment.
Amen.
I tell you, God, I truly enjoyed the word of God. And the Lord seemed to be talking to the people. Whoever will listen, the Lord is talking to you, telling you that his grace is sufficient. Because this was the message preached tonight, and it was also preached Thursday night. And I got news for you. We got some more.
Mm-hmm.
But we're going to save it. We're going to save it for Tuesday night. So if you want to tune in again on Tuesday night, which is Oldies for Goodies night in the gospel. Praise God. We got some more grace. Glory to God. We're going to put these tapes on and let the Lord have his way. Whosoever will, let him come. Call in, dial in, 945-218-0218. And the access code, once again, is 5847-681. Praise the Lord. I don't know where we was. I don't remember where we were when that was preached. But it doesn't matter. It was preached. That's what counts. Praise God. So we thank you for tuning in to the Gospel Truth Podcast. And we pray that you will tune in again on Tuesday night, Lord's will. And we have some more for you, as we stated. If that's all, are there any other announcements or anything that I missed? I do believe we have the district meeting coming up, and it's scheduled to be at Faith Temple. I'm sorry. It's scheduled to be at Faith Temple, but I don't know if they're going to switch it or not. July the 28th through the 30th at Christian Temple, 910 Shelton Avenue. Well, we'll see. We'll see what the Lord does, how the Lord leads. But it is scheduled for the 28th, 29th, and the 30th. We're going to say God bless you and good night.